Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. How's your day? Getting ready? Getting ready for work? Or are you already working? Or you're working to get ready? How's that going for you? Well, in whatever situation you are today, we wish you the very best in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no better greeting in the entire world than Maranatha. Jesus Christ is coming, and he's coming soon. The early church greeted one another with shalom, which is peace, and with Maranatha. Many other things too, but those were two of the ways. And Maranatha, of course, is one that we can use easily. Shalom we can use as well. Peace to you, my friend. We don't take peace too close to heart, I guess. We should. Because Jesus Christ said that he would give us his peace. But this world is without peace, as we studied in Jeremiah. When we are in that book, there's peace, peace, saith the false teachers. The false prophets are saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Well, one thing that shows a peaceful and contented heart is a merry heart, a happy heart, a heart that beats with the blessings of God. Proverbs 15:13 is our verse today. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The state of the heart or the soul directly affects the state of your mind and your body. A person who enjoys a state of peace and joy will have a contentment in their heart. This kind of person will also experience a sense of fulfillment and a purpose for their daily activities, their daily existence. The state of the heart is expressed on the face and in your eyes, as well as in your attitudes, your words, and your actions. Oftentimes, my dear wife has told me, you're looking glum, or you're looking tired. Well, that's the state of my heart sometimes. Sometimes my heart is a little glum, and sometimes my heart is a little tired. And so the face and the eyes will show it, whether you say a word. But your attitude, your words, and your actions also show the state of your heart. And sometimes I'm almost giddy because of some blessing that the Lord has just given to me unexpectedly. And that blessing may just be an understanding of his goodness to me. And my wife will say, "What's going on?" She doesn't have to hear me say anything. She sees it in my face. She sees it in my eyes. The person who is at peace and experiencing the joy of Jesus Christ will reveal their inner state through their outward words and actions. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But there is a contrast, and it's a stark contrast, really, because if you have sorrow of the heart, the spirit's broken. When the heart is filled with sorrow for too long a time, then despair will be their lot. They'll fall into despondency and perhaps even into depression. This state of heart and mind becomes so difficult, so heavy, that it will break the spirit and render a death blow to the will to live. The only medicine for a broken spirit is to find the only one that can bring peace and joy to the heart. Now, who do you think that is? Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can bring peace and joy to a human being. When one finds the Lord, they must surrender their heart to Him so He can work His grace in the heart of the individual. God's divine favor, that's God's grace, will bring great joy and peace to the heart and soul. In fact, everywhere Jesus goes, He brings peace, He brings joy, He brings grace. So we need to stick with Christ. We need to have our eyes and our thoughts, our attention, stayed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's the only one that can bless us with His grace. He's the only one that can give us a cheerful countenance. He's the only one that can heal a spirit that is broken. And so, as this state of the heart or the soul affects us in our mind and body, we need to have the peace that passeth all understanding, and that's found only in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a Savior we have. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your reminder that it is through Jesus Christ that we have a cheerful countenance and can live our lives as we need to live our lives. We thank You that You have not in any fashion forsaken us, that You have always promised and have kept Your promise, but You've always promised that You will never leave us nor forsake us, that You've promised that You will give perfect peace to the one whose mind is stayed upon You. And Father, we need Your perfect peace today. Help us to have our mind completely and our heart completely at Your disposal. Thank You for the many, many, many blessings that You give us on a daily basis. Thank You for loving us with a love that never fails. Thank You for a grace that is without measure. Thank You for mercies that are new every morning. And thank You for making provision for us in our times of need. We thank You for that. Now, Father, we've had a sobering word from You here in Proverbs today. It reminds me of a number of our listeners that are having difficulties. And they're having a hard time having a cheerful countenance. And so, Lord, we ask that You would bring those reminders of Your goodness to them, that Your grace would be made manifest in their very lives. And, Father, we do bring the needs of WHCB to You, the needs of our listeners to You. We ask for Your provision, as only You can make it. And we thank You. We thank You. Now, Lord, the day stretches before us. A new month is upon us. Help us to be faithful in Your service today. And give us not only direction, but also empowerment. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.